State Dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Western Crop Protection. State Dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Drinkestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State Dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pearson Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofty Auto and Sales.
And good morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Welcome to Target Center in downtown Minneapolis for our State Dance Competition. My broadcast partners, Dee Schomer and Ken Fransky, join me here once again. Glad you're with us on Q92, and we're going to have a full day of state dance, guys. Glad you're with us. Thanks for putting the headset on again.
Pleasure to be with you today.
Thanks for the invite back, Paul, to the Super Bowl of High School Dance.
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl of High School Dance. We are high atop Target Center. That's our view down on the floor. They just got done with all the preliminaries. It's just going to be a great atmosphere here. They just opened the doors for the fans to come in to Target Center here, and this lower bowl is going to be completely full in a few minutes. Right, guys?
Absolutely. The way the seating works is how you come out of your section. Each school will get assigned seating section so they can all sit together and cheer their girls on during the preliminary performances this morning. So you'll see schools, you know, dressed in their colors and the fans. I saw some sparkly jackets by some dads, some pink hair.
Uh-oh.
So they're excited.
Ken, you have been involved in state dance for many years with your daughters and now helping me broadcast. It never gets old, the feeling when you walk in the Target Center and the big jumbotron's up there and it's got the state dance logo on there, and it's just fun, isn't it, Ken?
Well, it's really hard to describe, Paul. It's such a different energy level coming out of the seasonal competitions and then the Camden Conference and Section 3A. I mean, those are all exciting, fun events, loud gyms, you know, that we're used to playing in. But you step into Target Center, and it puts a different, you know, giddy up in your step and a smile on your face for the girls and the athletes and the coaches and the fans.
Yeah. Dee Dee is, for your listeners, Dee Dee's dressed in all pink. She's sporting the shadows here. Where's our pink?
Yeah, that pink is not my color usually, but, you know, as a dance dad, you kind of check your humility and pride at the door and turn it into whatever the girls want. But I checked the full closet today, and I really didn't have anything pink to throw on, so I went with one of my vintage shadow shirts again.
Yep, and I got my shadows hoodie on, and we're all looking good, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, within reason, I guess, Paul. Dee Dee looks great.
Yeah.
Me, you, average, like normal.
Yeah.
I did support the girls here. Their theme is, you know, it's an Ariana Grande mix, and so they're kind of in this hot, you know, pink raspberry color. They look phenomenal. On the floor, those uniforms are going to stick out very well. So I got to show my pride for them.
All right. Look at the people storming into the lower bowl here at Target Center as they just opened the doors. Some of those people have been standing outside there, outside waiting for the doors open since about 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah. Get up, get early, get in line. And that, you know, that's part of dance. You know, we don't always have that in other sports. And the nice thing here at Target Center is you can stand inside. You know,
right.
Whether it's in Target Center or, you know, the Skyway systems where for competitions, you might stand outside for an hour or two in 20-degree temperatures or 20 below temperatures, which takes a little fun out of the pregame out of it.
Just in front of us here, I don't know what town this is, but they're all dressed in red suits, red pants. Look at the dads.
That's YME.
That in the red there,
mm-hmm.
right below us, okay.
Yeah. Their uniforms are red, so I don't see anybody else in a red, and they came out of the section first. So typically, who comes out of the section first sits in the center.
Okay.
You know, so, and then you got yellow, you know, to our right here, and that's going to be Montevideo.
Okay, so we got the Section 3 family, if you will, right in front of us broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Okay, good eye there, Dee. All right, let's talk about the competition here. They break it into 2 days. Today is just jazz, and tomorrow is all high kick. And let's talk about the agenda here, what's going to happen here shortly. The national anthem will begin around 11:20 this morning. And then the qualifying competition begins for Class A. And what do they march the teams out on the floor, right, and introduce them, or is it just the captains?
I think it's just the coaches and the captains in years past instead of the entire team to stay on schedule. So kind of a representative, you know, part of each team comes out quickly during kind of that welcome of the judges, the teams, and before a couple high school people usually sing the national anthem.
Okay, so the qualifying competition begins, it'll be from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. There's, I believe, 12 teams, right, in Class A? They'll be performing in jazz here in a little bit.
Correct. So one of the things that happens in state dance is each class 1A, 2A, and 3A, each have 12 finalists. And here to launch things off, Class A will go first. All 12 teams will dance, and then they'll cut those 12 down to 6 finalists. And they'll dance later this afternoon, oh, give or take around
5:30.
Yep. And then after Class A prelims are done, the 12 teams, then they alternate Class 2A and Class 3A. Class 2A will dance one side of the sidelines of Target Center. The 3A teams will dance towards the opposite side because there'll be two different sets of judges there. And they'll do the same thing there. 12 AA teams and 12 AAA teams will get cut down to 6 finals each. And then they'll dance after the Class A finals at 5:30, roughly around 7:15 or so. So it's a full big day of dance here starting at 11:30, going till it'll probably wrap up, probably give or take around 9:30 tonight, probably.
Yep, that's right. And, it's a full day. I know years past, but it's fun. And so Class A starting here shortly. All right, let's talk about, we like to talk about the Section 3A dance team because Section 3A, we were in Montevideo last Saturday, and the top three teams, Montevideo, IME, and the Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd, qualified for state. And let's talk about those teams. I know you guys got some information. Who's on that Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Jazz team that'll be competing? Maybe just talk about the history of it, too. I'll just turn it over to you two for that.
This year, dancing for the Shadows, we have Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poost, Addie Tufto. And then our awesome jazz manager is Reese Oxendorf, and another manager we have is Jenna Coyle and Zoe Cruz. So those young ladies have been putting in a lot of hard work and hours and dedication to getting them a spot to the state tournament, and super proud of them. You know, I do want to talk a little bit about Harper Grunholz. Last year she was on the jazz team, however, she had to sit the season out due to an injury. So as hard as that was to sit out and be the cheerleader on the sidelines, I'm sure today she is super excited to step foot, you know, on this state floor. So, and joining her are rookies Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, and Morgan Anderson. So we've got, you know, some first-timers, but they are rock solid. They are a great young team, so excited to see them do what they do best today.
Yeah, you mentioned young. They are fairly young, and we saw that with your daughters when they were coming up, 7th, 8th, 9th. They made it here to state, but the growth that you saw by the time the girls were seniors was phenomenal.
Yeah, it is, Paul, and that's kind of been the culture of the Shadows. There's been some big senior classes, maybe 6, 8, 10 girls, and then there's been some that have only been one or two seniors, kind of like we have this year. I think of both Offutt girls, Maddie and Lydia. Will talk about helping Coach Glenn and Spicer throughout the weekend as well, too. But, you know, they were both the only seniors on their teams of the Shadows back, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, roughly. But, you know, and I'm not sure, as a newcomer with 3 eighth graders, 3 freshmen, you know, does that mean you have less nerves than if you're a sophomore, junior, or senior that have been here before? Or being young, does the whole atmosphere somewhat overwhelm you as well, too? But it history seems to show our girls and our coaching staffs over the years have been able to deal with the big Target Center atmosphere extremely well, keep the girls level-headed and focused. You know, if they're nervous, they hide it extremely well, it seems like to me.
Mm-hmm. We do have one senior on the Jazz team, which is Reese McCoy. And then for the kick team, we have Everson Olson. So only two seniors, you know, in our group of dancers this year. But, you know, I think for Reese, a lot of leadership to talk to those, you know, underclassmen and, calm the nerves a little bit.
Yep.
So she's a phenomenal helper that way. So it's, like I said, they've danced very well here at the end of the season. So I'm excited to see them finish it today.
They were section runners-up, Section 3 runners-up last Saturday in Montevideo to YME. They were the champions in Jazz. So how did they do, and what's the history of Jazz for the Shadows there? Ken, you got that in front of you?
Yeah, sure, Paul. And Grace helped me put some of this together. But you know, just the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boy Shadows in Jazz here now in 2024, this will be their 10th state appearance. You know, qualifying here last week in sections and finishing runner up. Of these previous 9 times, they've made the finals from 12 down to 6, 8 of the 9 times.
Wow!
So statistically, that's a really good job.
Yeah,
they've medaled 6 of those previous 9 times, so that's a 67%.
So they brought home some hardware.
They brought home some good hardware, and that hardware consists of 3 state championships, which was a three-peat, back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, very hard to do.
And they had mixed in there, well, even last year included, they had 3 second-place finishers, where in Jazz last year they were runners-up to St. Cloud Cathedral in Jazz just a year ago now. So, you know, very good history and culture and lineage of being confident. And I think with our team too, one thing that would only make sense to me is 3 of our coaches, you know, Caitlin Baird, you know, Aaliyah Schomer, Hope Traeger, have all danced in the state competition. So at least they can talk to their experiences and they can somewhat reflect on how did we remain calm, how did we remain focused as well too. So I believe that's got to help.
Almost definitely. I think, you know, Aaliyah and Caitlin today, they were Jazzers, and this day is very familiar to them. So, you know, that is very helpful, you know, to help guide those girls, give them the confidence that they need, and, you know, get what they need to do done.
All right, let's talk about the routine of the Shadows that we're going to see here in a little bit. Then we'll talk about the order of the 12 teams and how important that is. What's the routine there, Dee Dee, in Jazz?
Like I said earlier, it's an Ariana Grande remix. They kind of have a theme of, like, girl boss, you know, sharp, own it.
It's sassy.
Yeah, we want it, we got it. You know, those are some of the lyrics that are in there. So, you know, when they were making their music selection, you know, they kind of take a look at themselves, like, you know, where do we feel connected to a music that's going to help us, you know, power off the floor. And so as the season has gone on and, you know, at conference, you know, let's give them a shout out. They did win at conference this year. They did beat YME.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they definitely, you know, have some power in their, you know, performance. So, you know, I just definitely think they exude that off the floor in this Ariana theme. You know, they, you know, got to act that out. They got to power it off the floor. And so it's been fun to see them dial in the sharpness and, you know, their leaps and their turns. And it just, you know, you want to, your best performances, you want to come out today.
Yep, that's for sure.
And there was a lot of chatter at sections. And I think Coach Carley mentioned it too, that they really came out with an attitude and confidence and mm-hmm. they were comfortable. And it certainly looked great in person, I think, to all of us fans watching. But, you know, it's a really a dogfight this year.
It
you
is.
Know, you look at St. Cloud Cathedral, the defending state champions, our Shadows, YME, you know, they're maybe somewhat the
they're all 3
front
close.
Runners. Yep. They've been very tight. You know, Cathedral kind of has a little bit of an edge all year where we've maybe been at the same competitions together. But one thing that I thought was interesting, Dee, after the section scores all came out for all 4 sections, YME actually had the better score, which, again, these are different judges.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't all at the same competition at section. But YME came out with the best score, Cathedral second, and our Shadows third. But it's very tight. You know, Paul, I think I told you at second, I'm probably the most nervous of trying to guess an outcome or predict it this year compared to the last maybe, you know, 5-6 years. You know, it just seemed like you had a little more separation, where this year there's a lot of compression. And there's some other, you know, good teams in this group of 12 that if they dance really well and another team is off just a little bit, it could be surprises here right. for jazz competition.
What do you think, Dee?
Yeah, I mean, that is something we definitely need to discuss today, is how close this competition is today. And I agree with you 100%, Ken. It's not like what we've seen in, you know, past years. You know, we can't forget to talk about Zimbrota. They are right on the heels here. And I think, you know, first of all, getting here is a big deal. Second of all, getting into finals is another big deal. And then it tightens up even more because, you know, we got to talk a little bit about performance order today. I do think for some teams that is going to matter when you are first on the floor and the judges see you compared to, you know, your
last
when they dance almost an hour later. So, and I agree, little mistakes could be major things today. It's that close of a competition. I could see some tiebreakers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it makes my heart, you know, pound a little bit harder today, but that's why it's the state tournament. It's the best of the best, and, you know, we can't forget how hard every team fought to get here today.
Right.
You know, so when you make that final six, you got to celebrate it big. And, you know, tonight when the medals are handed out, I mean, those are earned. Those
Absolutely.
Are definitely earned.
All right, let's talk about the order then. Who's going first and who's going last? What do you got for order there?
Well, I have Cannon Falls is going to kick it off early. You know,
if you've seen any of these teams, comment about that too. I don't know much about the Jazz on some of these teams. So.
I have seen all of them. Mm. I actually have seen all of them.
Okay.
I only saw Cannon Falls once. Wabasha Kellogg, I have seen them as well.
They're going second.
Yep.
Yeah, they're second. And then Section 3A, our champs, Yellow Medicine East, is going third. Then Crosby Ironton is going next. Then Zimbrota Mazeppa is after them. The reigning state champions, St. Cloud Cathedral, is after them. Holdingford, Montevideo, Frazee, New London Spicer, and then our La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyne Shadows are dancing 11th. And then Holly will wrap up the preliminary performances going last. So sometimes they say the bottom six is, you know, better for you.
That's where you want to
be. But looking at this order, Yellow Medicine East, Crosby, Zimbrota, and St. Cloud, they are first place coming out of their section. So that, you're going against some of the best there in that bottom six. So, like I said, you know, it's going to be tight.
All right, looking for a fun time.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramel, D.D. Schomer, Ken Fransky, we're here at Target Center, downtown Minneapolis, and we're just moments away from the national anthem to kick off the jazz portion all day today. Jazz, tomorrow high kick. We'll do it all over tomorrow, but in high kick. And Jazz is here today. Let's talk about Montevideo, the Gold Dusters. They placed third in section jazz last week. Talk about their routine and the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes jazz routine there.
I'll let Dee talk about the routines better than I can. You know, I'll just kind of, you know, help frame up, you know, our state competition and our Section 3A powerhouses we have back. I mean, and there's names like Cannon Falls that have been in and out of Class A and 2A both. You know, back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, powerhouse, especially in kick. You know, Frazee's a perennial name in jazz and kick. St. Cloud Cathedral was up in 2A for a number of years, 1A previously, back down the last couple of years to single A. So, you know, there's a lot of familiar faces in the state tournament competition. You know, in New London Spicer, a little bit newer. Holly, back-to-back, the last 2 years have been here, and that's been the first time in, like, I don't know, 15 years or something. I think Grace and Hannah told us last year. But when we look at the Montevideo Gold Dusters for Jazz, 2024 will be their fifth state appearance now. The previous four times, they have made the finals once, but they have not been able to medal first, second, or third place at state dance. YME, on the other hand, is one of those traditional powerhouse programs in jazz. This year is their 27th state appearance.
Wow.
And one of the phenomenal things that go with that is the previous 26, they've made the finals 100% of the time. So when they come to dance prelims, they're focused on having two dances today, not one. And that's every team's goal. But they're 26 for 26, making the state tournament and then making that final cut to six in the finals. Of the 26 times they've previously been here, they've medaled 15 times.
Wow.
With six state championships. I think they had a run in there where they had two or three or four in a row, maybe in the late 90s or something like that. They finished second place once, third place eight times. So, you know, a lot of power from our Section 3A representatives again. So with that, Dee, tell us about the Montevideo dance routine and the YME dance routine a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's another reason to give a shout-out to Section 3A. I mean, some of the biggest, fierce competitors are coming out of, 3A. So, I mean, very, very proud, to be a part of that. Monty is dancing to a Lady Gaga song, today. And this is their third straight season in a row here. Last season, they finished eighth. So watching their routine as the season has gone on, they have really dialed that in very nice, and they have grown. So I am sure, they're, ranked 10th coming into state right now. So I'm sure they are hoping to hear their name, after prelims are done. So, sometimes you have to just, like I said, you set that first goal. We made it to state. What's the, realistic, goal for finals, but you always want to finish stronger than your last dance, So, but no, they have a very, very good routine. So, and YME is phenomenal this year. They're always a powerhouse, and I think that's what keeps us on our toes, too.
Oh, healthy competition breeds better competition. Absolutely, Dee.
Yeah, YME, was that the high kick that's all pink?
Yes.
Okay, the jazz is different. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other one thing I noticed, too, this year, watching, some of the things on the YouTube channels, things like that, is, last year I made a comment that I thought YME a year ago started their season a little slow. Not bad, but slow, where I thought our shadows came out and just kind of kicked it into high gear, high speed right away. This year, it seemed like it was opposite to me. I thought YME came out of the chutes, starting 23-24 season off, just a little stronger, a little more pep in their step, and then our shadows started well, but, it's like we flip-flopped to do. And we've been just kind of working to catch up to YME and Jazz, and we finally got that done, at conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got it back at sections. But we've been in four or five competitions together, and they just seem like they always edge us out just by a fraction all the way around.
Yeah, and, YME, I do think they have a little heavier on the seniors. So you've got, some experience coming into their season. And, I agree with you, Ken. I think, YME, we can't forget 2 years ago, they lost in a tiebreaker to St. Cloud Cathedral. And like I said, we may see that again today. But, they don't forget how that feels. So when you have some seniors that happened a couple years ago, I'm going to give it all I got, and I want to end my season strong. And so this year, they mean business, and you can see it.
Flames the fire internally.
Yes, it does, most definitely.
All right, we're minutes away from the start of the jazz competition here at Target Center. We got a bunch of dance dads right below us here. They're all bright red suits, pants and suit coat with top hats, silver top hats. They're from YME, you said?
Yep.
Right down there?
Yep,
okay.
Right in front of us. Dee said the ones in the red with the top hats are the YME fans, down right up against basically press row right off the court.
Where's the Lac Qua Valley Shadow fans?
A
couple over to our left, like two sections over.
Yeah, two sections over. So right in front of the medals, like on the end there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a lot of videos right in front of us with the yellow.
Yep, okay. Over here.
So we're broadcasting in section 130. If you want to Google, Target Center, layout, and then our Shadows fans would be over in section 132, kind of in the middle of section 132. A lot of pink shirts and things like that over in that side of us. So
all right, it's going to get loud in here in a few minutes. The national anthem will be played, and what we're going to do on the radio is when the competition starts, we're going to hang up and enjoy the competition. Us three will be judging ourselves, and then we'll be back on the air about 1 o'clock or a little after 1 o'clock, and then they'll name the six teams that will dance later this afternoon. So that's the schedule here on Q92. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
I am. Let's get this show on the road.
Thanks, guys. Good pre-dance show there from Target Center. And, tune in. We'll be back on the air a little after 1 o'clock with the results of Jazz competition here at Target Center. Anything else?
So after everybody finishes up their work lunch break, our Shadows dance at 12:40. So if you can't drive to the cities fast enough, you make sure you turn in somewhere and just start yelling at your radio, Go Shadows, for about 3 minutes straight. But they'll feel it down here in Minneapolis.
They'll feel the love.
All right. Thanks, guys. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio, Maynard, and we'll be back on the air a little after 1 o'clock. I want to thank our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota, and all the other fine state dance sponsors here on Q92.
State dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Western Crop Protection. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwigs and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sewerable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Driggestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Purus in Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofty Auto and Sales.